Hello again, everybody. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And I don't know if we have an audience out there or not, because it is the 4th of July, and I think a lot of people are out either having picnics or getting ready for cookouts, or they're going to be out shooting off the fireworks a little later when it gets dark. So I don't know how many are actually listening, but we'll just hope there are some out there. And I know in the other countries, it's not 4th of July, so it's not a special day, so maybe you're listening in. But we'll just see what happens anyway tonight. But after later on, I'll be going to have a picnic and everything, but I'm going to do it on the air today. I figured if there aren't that many people listening, they always check out the archives and pull the show off of there if they've missed it tonight anyway. Well, I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about. I'm always thinking about it ahead of time, and it always all falls together. I just never know what I'm going to talk about when I start unless I have a guest. Let me go ahead and give out the toll-free number in case anyone wants to call in tonight. The toll-free number in the States here is 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Okay. I've been busy the last couple of weeks going over all the manuscripts that have been submitted. You know, I told you before, my company, we get hundreds submitted. And when I come back on trips and I have to go through them, I read every single one. I always think I owe it to the author to do that because I've gone through this whole process myself, and I know it's valuable to the author to know that somebody really is listening it, I mean, reading it, and not just passing it over and sending a reject and sending it back. So I've been going over all of the manuscripts that have been submitted in the stack up to a certain date. Then I say, well, it's going to have to wait till the next time I get a chance. So I've been sending a lot of them back. But the amazing thing I keep finding is it seems to go in stages, that everyone will send me manuscripts on the same kind of a topic. And it used to be it would go in phases like that. There was one time we were getting all these manuscripts dealing with angels. And now that there aren't too many about that anymore. Then we would get a whole lot about UFOs. And then we were getting, we always get a lot of biographies, autobiographies, where people want to tell their story. And, you know, to them and their family, the story is valuable. Maybe they're healers or they have done channeling. And to them, it is very important. But I have to look at it from the viewpoint of, is it useful to the world and to the people out there at large? What are they going to think when they read the manuscript, read the book? It has to appeal to a lot more people. So that's why I have to be a little more deductive, I guess you would say, as I go through them, because I'm very well aware that every manuscript I hold in my hands is somebody's dream. Someone really wants their work out there. But a lot of it isn't any good, or they know how to write, but they don't have a story, or they have a story and don't know how to tell it. So there's all kinds of writers and wannabe writers, but I'm well aware that this is somebody's dream and they do want to get the book published. So I've been reading all of this. A couple of years ago, everything I got was being information coming from different sources. One time, one manuscript would be like the Mother Earth was talking to someone, and they were getting messages from guides and guardian angels, and that same time, we were even getting information coming from horses. They said the horses were telling them metaphysical information. So it's all kinds of strange things like that, and we go in phases. And right now, the amazing thing is I'm getting one after the other of information that's coming out very similar to the books that I've written about the convoluted universe. The material about God, about the new earth, and the reincarnation, and all these things that's coming through, And the people that send the manuscripts say, they, you know who I mean by they, are the ones that I work with too, that they say this information is so important it must be published right away. And of course they don't realize the amount of material that a publisher gets, and you can't do anything right away. I tell people it can take as long as 6 months before it even gets looked at. But in the manuscripts they submit, they'll say, they say it must come out immediately because the information is so important. Well, as I read the manuscripts, it is the same thing again and again. But to me, that gives it validity. That tells me it's truth that is coming through out there. It's coming through all these different people in their own way. They're all receiving the information in their own way. And it's always that they're telling them that we have to get our act together, we have to get rid of karma, we have to get ready for the new earth is coming. Now, why would all of these people be receiving the same information when many of them have not even read about these things? They don't know that this is becoming common, I guess you would say now. Well, I've written about it in my last three books. And when I read this, it's the exact same things. And of course, I send it back with the reject letter. I just tell them that this is information that's coming through just about everybody. One thing I can say is they out there really want this information to get out. And one way to do it is to put it in more and more people's minds all over the world so they will begin to disseminate it and spread it. That could be. The difference in these people, they're getting it through one person, some through automatic writing, some through dreams, some through messages from their guides, some with channeling, but I am getting it through everybody I work with. The vast majority of the clients that come to me for therapy, it's coming through, and it's the same information, and that's why I keep writing books about it. That's the only difference, that with my work, it's happening through many people, where there, it's just happening through one. So it's an interesting phenomena that's going on here. To see that 90% of what I just sent back as rejects were the same material that we've already written about. Now, maybe some other publisher out there who hasn't received this much material on the same subject will get the book and like it and publish it, and that's very, very possible. But it's amazing to me that this shows it's time now for all of this information to come out and be spread all over the world. And it's a very interesting time that we're living in right now when all of these things are happening. Because I have enough material left over from convoluted that I'll be writing on a fourth book. Is that somebody? I thought I heard a sound on there. Sometimes you never know if somebody's calling
in. Hello?
I have enough information to write a fourth book, and the information just keeps coming. Sure, I heard a sound, and I wasn't sure. It wasn't very loud. If somebody's there, tell them to go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I wasn't sure if anybody was there. Go ahead before I get into my subject I was going to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, well, I could wait till after.
What?
I could wait till after you do your subject. I wasn't sure if this was a time to call or should I wait.
Well, that's okay. People call any time because I said I started out. I never know what I'm going to talk about anyway. I have an idea, but I'm never sure which way the show's going to go. Okay, what did you want to ask me?
Well, I just had you mention the idea of getting rid of karma, and I have karma with one specific person I'd really like to just neutralize or clear. That's just, you know, I understand the lesson in it and everything. It's been 8 years.
That was one of the things I was going to talk about karma tonight. And
yay.
I think that's very important because they keep telling me, I've got to stress this all over the world, that we must get rid of this karma or we're not going to be able to go on to the new earth. Did you ever?
Yes, that's what it feels like.
Did you have a specific question about karma, or did you want to?
Well, there's just a specific person and a specific karma that's been going on for 8 years, and I understand the lesson, and I just don't want to be involved in it anymore.
Yeah.
And I've had readings, so I know we've had at least 5 lives, and I just like to neutralize it so it doesn't have such a charge.
Well, yeah, if you've had 5 lives together and you're still dealing with the same things, it's time to get rid of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels like it.
See, that's what happens. And in my work, I find people who have many, many lifetimes with the same person, and they're still going over the same problem. They haven't figured it out yet. Because, you know, this is a school.
Exactly.
A school that you can't skip a grade, but you can repeat a grade. And as long as you're repeating the same thing and drawing the same kind of things to you, you haven't got it figured out yet. You haven't got the lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
But I think I got it now.
And if you don't work it out now, you're going to have to come back and do it again with the same person.
Exactly. Well, I think I got the lesson. And now I just want to neutralize the karma with that person. I mean, does just getting the lesson neutralize the karma, or...
No, there's more to it than that.
Well, maybe I'll just let you do your talk about it and listen.
Okay, if you want me to, I'll talk about it then, because that was one thing I was going to bring up.
Well, wonderful, because that's really, it just feels like a loop, and I want to get off that merry-go-round a lot.
That's what we call the wheel of karma, and you want to get off of it, and you can progress. You can't as long as you're going around in circles on the same wheel.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and talk about it then.
And I do feel like the lesson for me with this specific person was just I need to love myself more. And so, okay, got it. Now go away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but there's more to it than that.
Okay. I'm going to listen.
Yeah, you've got the first part, because a lot of people don't even recognize that part. But there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that part, then you're free.
Mm-hmm.
And
has the other person
they realized there's a problem?
No, they haven't. They
okay.
probably won't realize.
See, then it becomes their karma.
Yeah.
Their problem that they have to deal with. If you get it, then you're on the right track. But sometimes the other person hasn't got a clue.
Yeah.
And they're still
pushing all
the
buttons. No, they don't
have
a clue.
Yeah, they're pushing all the buttons that keep getting you upset because it's a game.
Exactly, exactly.
It's just a game they like to play.
Yeah.
And
but I don't want to play anymore, and I don't even want to be triggered by it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's what everybody keeps. Every time I do a lecture now, they'll say, well, how do you get rid of karma?
Okay, good. I can't wait to hear it.
All right, let me, because that's the main thing we have to let, I call it the baggage and the garbage we carry around with us.
Yeah.
Carried around from lifetime to lifetime. And you have
exactly.
to get rid of it because the karma, the baggage and the garbage is what makes you sick. And
mm-hmm.
it just keeps going round and around. You're not learning anything from it. Well, let me ask you what I always ask the audience. I usually say, what is the quickest, but not the easiest way to get rid of karma? What do you think?
Quickest but not easiest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, that's the next step. See, a lot of people in the audience will say, oh, do it back to them. But no, that just keeps the karma going. You know, keeps the wheel going.
Yeah.
If you keep doing it right back to them again, that's not the way to get out of it. Okay, let me tell you how you do it. Okay. It doesn't even matter what this person has done to you. If you have been with them, how long have you been with them in this
life? Going on 10 years.
Uh-huh. You haven't got it yet.
But I left last year.
Some people will get rid of one relationship and jump right into a similar relationship.
I realize that, yeah.
Because they still haven't got the lesson. They haven't figured it out. and they're going to keep drawing the same situation to them again and again until they finally say, ah, that's what I'm supposed to learn here. Mm-hmm. But you said you figured out the lesson?
I think so.
Oh, well, you know, you're anonymous. Do you want to tell me about it?
Well, I think I'm supposed to learn to love myself more than I love anybody else and to respect myself.
Yeah, that's very
important.
And not
let somebody treat me with so much disrespect.
That's very important to love yourself because at the end of the day, you're all you have.
Yes.
Whenever you finally come to the end, a lot of people, they jump on one bad relationship to another because they cannot be alone. They have to have a man in their life, and they just go from the same situation again and again. Because
I might wait 5 or 6 years, but then it'll be the same kind of relationship of just not being nurturing and loving and respectful.
Yeah, but like you said, you found out you've had other lives with him.
Yes.
Were the other lives the same kind of circumstance?
Yes.
See, that's when I call you build up a pattern and you get in a rut. Because, you know, between lives, you go over your life and you'll say, okay, let's go back and do it again. Maybe this time we'll get it right. We didn't do a very good job. And you try, you make a contract and you say, this is what we're going to do. Because you don't get out of karma. You have to repay it. If you don't repay it in the next life, you repay it, try to do it in this life. That's why we're getting more now to where we're understanding this, becoming more aware of it, that we can know what's going on. You know, in the other lives, we didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. But, all right. Well, let me tell you how it's done then. And this is not easy. As I said, it's the quickest way, but it's not the easiest way. All right. The first thing you have to do is forgive the person.
Yes.
And that's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients, they'll tell me, I can't forgive them. You don't know what they did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who is it hurting? It ends up hurting you more than it hurts them. Now, the thing to forgive them doesn't mean you have to do it face to face because that's very difficult. And a lot of people, the person that they have the karma with, maybe the person has died. They can't do it face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still carrying all this garbage around with them and not releasing it. So what I tell people to do is once you realize you've made a contract with this person that you were going to come back in this life and you were going to try to work something out, problem we come in, we forget all of this. We don't know what it was. But it's something that you keep coming to face again and again now that there's something there that you were supposed to work out. Maybe you're aware of what it is by now. I don't know.
I think that's it, just to love myself and respect myself.
So what is
and to
it
realize
with
I'm
him?
A sacred person.
What is it with him that you have started to focus?
That's it. That's the lesson, is that I'm a sacred being and I deserve respect.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay. But the first thing you have to realize is that you did sign a contract.
Right.
Well, if you've gone through many, many lives with the same person, it's not working. It's not worth it. Because for some reason, he's not getting it, you're not getting it, and it's just going round and round in the wheel.
Exactly.
So that's what I always tell people. You can do this mentally. You don't have to do it face-to-face with the person.
Oh,
You can do it mentally. You know, think at them. Do it in a quiet place and think at them. And believe me, you will reach them. And you say...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like I said, even if the person has died, you can still do this.
Sure.
What you usually tell them is, all right, it's not working. We tried. We really tried. If you've tried for many lifetimes, you've really been trying.
You know, even.
We tried. Okay. It's not working. Let's tear up the contract. And I release you. I forgive you. Which you don't even know for sure what it is, but forgive them anyway. and really mean it. You say, let's tear up the contract. I forgive you, and I release you. You go your way with love, and I'll go my way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be involved anymore. And you say this, and you really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they've done, you have to really forgive them. And it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first step. You've taken the first part by realizing there's a problem, but now you've got to release them, forgive them, and
mm-hmm.
let them go. Do you understand what I want you to say?
Totally. Totally understand.
Okay. Then the next part is also not easy. Then you have to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
That's not easy either.
That's the hard part. Like, how could I have been so stupid for so long?
Oh, yeah. We always think we're the victim. It's not our fault, but we all have a part to play in it.
Yes, very much.
In the other lives, we might have all been taking different roles. You know, we do that. Maybe
right.
you were the man and he was the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You could switch around any way you want, so that it doesn't say one is right or one is wrong. They just say, this next time, let's change roles, and maybe we'll work it out that way. But it's not
sure.
working. And now is the time, right now, is for us to realize this so we can get rid of all of this so we can move on.
Definitely. I want to move on.
Yes. And the one way to do it is to let it go. That's what
you know
I tell people. So what if your parents abused you, if they mistreated
exactly.
you? So what? Let it go. That happened a long time ago. So what if your husband...
Well, he must have had a contract to do that, right? I mean, everything happens by contract, right?
Yes, and you made a contract to come in with
yeah.
like that to learn something.
Learn something.
Okay, you learn it. You don't hang on to it.
Exactly.
Then you release it, you let it go. So what if your husband has been mean to you? Maybe he was unfaithful to you. Did you learn anything from it?
Exactly.
Did he learn anything? Maybe he learned a different kind of a lesson. But if you look at it that way, it's not easy. But say, okay, I'm not going to hang on to that anymore. I'm going to move on. And you're going to go into a totally different direction. And once you start making those decisions in your life, you'll begin to see your life change. Because at first, they'll still keep trying to push the buttons. And, you know, they know what buttons to push.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a game. It's just a game with them anyway, with anybody. And
right.
as long as they can get a reaction out of you, if they can get you to say something or do something, that's what
mm-hmm.
they want.
Yeah,
but
we don't have any contact anymore, so that's good. It's just an emotional
I forgive you, I release you, I'm tearing up the contract, and see yourself tearing it up.
Okay.
And then you say, you go your way with love because they have another path to go. You're not involved with that anymore.
That's
and
right.
I'll go my way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no resentment. There's no anger. It just means it wasn't working. So they can go on and live their life another path. Maybe they'll go with somebody else that will teach them a different lesson.
Yeah.
But you have realized it now, and now it's time for you to go in your own direction. But after a while, they can't push the buttons anymore. It's no fun. And then they
mm-hmm.
stop.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be that he will get out of your life once he realizes it's not going anywhere anymore. See what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Even if it's been lifetime after lifetime, it's just a matter of, on a soul level, tearing up this contract, huh?
Yeah, because you said we tried. We really did. But it's
I
not
even
working.
I said that in person. Yeah, I said that in person, actually.
Not
we
working.
Tried and tried.
You made the agreement. We were going to try again, but it's not working. So why keep going around and around? Just release it, and I'm going to do something different now.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try.
And the main thing with karma is what you send out. This means actions, feelings, and also even your thoughts.
Yeah, my thoughts and feelings still go there a lot.
Yeah, but see, if you send out positive feelings toward people, positive thoughts, those positive things come back to you because it's the way the law works, the law of karma.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
mm-hmm.
get positive back in your life. If you send out negativity, negative feelings, negative thoughts toward anybody,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get back the negativity.
Yeah, I have to catch myself a lot.
Yeah, that's the important part right now.
About 800 times a day.
People have asked me, well, how do I keep from, you know, making any more karma? Because that's also another part of this. We want to get rid
that's
of the
right.
old karma and move on and try not to make any more. So they said, how do I keep from making any more? Well, I think when you get to this point, you'll be very sensitive of people and their feelings and
it's
what's
true.
Going on.
Yeah.
And you will catch yourself.
Right.
You'll start thinking, oh, wait a minute, if I say that or if I do that, that's not a good thing. And you'll start catching yourself right when it's happening, and you can stop it right then.
Okay.
And you can negate it and say, turn it around right then. That's the way you won't create any more karma. Unless it's good karma, you want that.
Yeah.
But I
well,
think,
thank you so much.
I think you will see your life changing. I really think you will if you do these things.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, do try it. Don't keep on that wheel. You want to move.
Yeah, I want to have some fun and be happy. I don't want to be all miserable all the time like that.
No, that's what it's all about. They keep saying, stop and smell the roses. Bring joy in your life.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
That's exactly it, yes. Thank you so much for all the validation.
If he wants to stay in the negativity, that's his karma, his problem. But
oh, yeah.
You're going to move on.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. You have a happy life.
I'll keep listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll keep listening to the show. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, they have a little buzzer or bell that rings when there's somebody on the line, and I didn't even hear it that time. One thing, last week we did this, we had the little gremlins playing with the phone lines. And I think they're under control tonight because he tries to watch it and give us a good line. I think that was interesting. She picked up on my vibes of what I was going to talk about because I was going to bring up karma because that's some of these manuscripts I've been reading have been talking about the same things. So it is amazing that we don't understand what we do to people and how we hurt people. And see, one thing I've found, and this is in my book, Between Death and Life, that book is about what happens when you die, what it's like to die, and when you go on the other side, what is it like over there, and all the places you go to over there. That book is now translated all over the world. But in that book, when you pass over and you go to the other side, one of the first things that happens is they show you your life. And they show you every single thing you did, every single thing you thought, every single thing that happened to you. And this is like a board over there, I guess you would say, like a conference board, a council. Council is more a better word. And it has your guides, your guardians, your the elders, the masters, and they're all sitting there advising. They can't interfere. They can't make you do anything, but they advise. And the first thing they do is show you your entire life of everything you just went through. And you're looking at it. And believe me, it's not pleasant because it's not all the good things. It's all the things that ever happened to you, everything you ever said, everything you ever did. And you're looking at it and you say, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Why did I say that? But then to make it even harder, they not only show it from your viewpoint, they show you the way it was through all the people you ever had contact with. You see it through their eyes. You see everything you ever did, everything you ever said, through their eyes. And believe me, that is really shocking to some people, because they look at it and they'll say, I didn't know I hurt them like that. I didn't know what I said really affected them that way. I shouldn't have done that. Now, this is karma. That's what karma is, cause and effect. I had a client just yesterday, and we were talking about karma, and she said, oh, that's when you do something horrible to someone in another life, and now you got to pay back for it. And I said, no, it's not necessarily something horrible. It can be something simple. Just a word we shouldn't have said. Just a small thing. And we begin to be aware of other people and other people's feelings. And we realize we shouldn't do these things. But we get so caught up in ourselves and self-centered on our own lives, which is nothing wrong with that, but we also have to realize how we affect other people by our actions. So you're watching your life, and you're also seeing it from all the people you ever had contact with through their eyes, and this really affects you. That's when you realize, all right, I've got to repay this, because these things are not left undone. Anything you do or say to hurt a person, to affect them in any way, it must be repaid. It has to be. Goes around, comes around. And so when you're looking at it, you say, okay, I've got to make this right. I have to make amends with this person. So you're over there and you speak to that soul, that other person that you have created this karma with. And you talk to them and you say, well, we didn't do such a good job, did we? Let's go back and do it again. This time you be the husband, I'll be the wife. You be the mother, I'll be the child. You can switch the roles around any way you want, because you think maybe that arrangement will work better. And you make this contract, you make this agreement. And hopefully it's going to work, but you have to work it out some way. And so when you get ready to come back, that is what your contract is. Now see, there is no God sitting up there on a throne ready to judge you and punish you, like a lot of people think, and a lot of the churches teach this. That is not the way it works. There's no one else that's going to punish you and put judgment on you. You look at what you have done. You see it in all the detail, all the gory details, and then you judge yourself. And there's no harsher judge than you yourself. You're the one who makes the rules. You decide, okay, I'm going to have to pay this back. So this is the circumstances we'll do it under. So everything that happens to you in this life is not God punishing you. You hear people say that all the time. Why would God allow this to happen? God hasn't got anything to do with it. He's just watching these children, watching them make their mistakes, and hoping that they're going to get it right. They'll learn something from it so they won't have to repeat that grade in school again. But he doesn't judge you. He doesn't punish you. You decide yourself what is going to happen and how you're going to do it. So you set up the circumstance. And I hear people saying all the time, I don't remember writing this script, but you did. You really did write it. You decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. Now, the guides and the elders and the masters over there, they're looking at all of this. And you're going to get ready to come back. They will show you several scenarios that you can pick from. Okay, which life do you want to try this time? They may show you as many as 3 and 4 that you could make these payments back in some way or another. And they'll show you what the life basically will be like, because, you know, everything can be influenced by your thoughts, by actions of others. So nothing is ever set in stone. We have free will. But they give you basically what this life will be like. They say, okay, do you want to go over here and be an Eskimo living in Alaska? Or this other life, do you want to be a native that will be starving in the jungles in Africa? Or do you want to live in the United States in a big city? Or what is it? Which scenario do you think will be the one that will fit your requirements, that will help you to work off whatever it is you need to work out, and what will provide the next lesson that you're going into? Because you're setting up the next class, the next lesson you're going to go into. And in you saw you, some people will say, well, I want to get rid of all the karma all at once. I don't want to come back again. I want to get over with. I'm tired of this. And so they're going to try to make your life real difficult by piling all this stuff on to get rid of it. Well, the elders and the masters are looking at this, and they're saying, that's not a very good idea, you know. By doing that, you're going to make it very difficult for you. But you say, no, I want to get it over with. They say, it doesn't matter if you get all of it worked out in one lifetime. That's too difficult. All they expect you to do is try to work on what you can, to try to get what you can worked out. You don't have to do it all. You can always come back again to work out the other parts. You take on too much, then it becomes overwhelming and your life's a big mess. So they try to advise the person and say, you know, this is not a good idea. But if you insist, they'll say, all right. It's not going to be easy, but if you insist on doing it, we'll be there to help you. But it's not going to be easy, because they can't make your decisions for you. And, you know, some people have terrible lives because they decided, I want to get rid of it, I want to get through with it. You never know what happened in the other lifetimes. You never know what situations they are repaying. You don't know all of those things. Now, if the person takes on too much, then that, of course, can lead to some people committing suicide because they just can't take it anymore. They put too much on their plate. It's like going to college and taking courses continually and not allowing yourself to have any breaks. It becomes too much. It's too hard. So when that happens, sometimes they decide, well, I'm just going to check out. Well, suicide is never the answer, because you don't get out of it anyway. Now, suicide, you don't go to purgatory, you don't go to hell. I don't care what the churches tell you. There is no hell. I have not found any in all the work I have done. There is no purgatory. But the reason why suicide is not a good idea is because you have set up contracts with other people. You've made deals with these other people. This is what we want to work out. So if you check out before the time is right, you're upsetting all those other plans. And that's not the way it should be done. You have to stay in here and work it through. Sometimes just waiting one more day makes a huge difference in what's going on in the person's life and the way they're looking at it. Makes a big difference if they look at it from another direction. But anyway, if they do go ahead and commit suicide, they are not condemned when they get on the other side. They are met with great love. The spirits, the guides, the guardians, the elders, when they meet this soul, they are met with great love because they know you took on too much, you made a mistake, it was not a good idea. But nobody is condemning you. Nobody is blaming you. And they're usually sent to what is called the spiritual hospital. In that hospital, they're cared for and worked with so they can see what they did and why they shouldn't have done it. But with the suicide, they don't get out of anything either. It goes along with karma. They must come back and do it again. The same people, same circumstances, only each time it gets a little worse. That is the hard part. They don't get out of it. They have to come back and work it out because it's a hard lesson that they have not been able to conquer. So it's just like going to school. Okay, you're going to have to go to summer school now because you didn't finish this course. You're not going to get out of it. You've got to take the course to graduate. So that's the same thing. It's better to hang in there and try to work with these things and realize you can work your way out of it. A lot of it is by thinking positive. There will always be a way because you will never be backed into a corner with no way out. There will always be a way out. It may not be what you like or what you want, but there will always be a way. That's always that alternative. But remember, you put yourself into the situation. I've had clients come to me, and they'll walk in and sit down, and they'll say, well, when I leave here, I'm going to commit suicide. You're my last hope. I said, boy, talk about pressure. putting pressure on the therapist, you know. I was thinking, oh, boy. And they tell me their problems and everything that's going on. I had one man who went back. We took him into the past lives. He went through the last three lives before this one. For each life, he was a man in one, he was a woman in another, but each one of these three lives before this one, he committed suicide. He couldn't take what was going on, and he got out that way. But see, he didn't actually get out because the next life he was put back into the same circumstances, the same people, and he'd done it three times. So he was laying there in trance, and he was crying. And he said, I'm doing the same thing all over again. He realized it. That's the first step. He realized if he did it now, it was just a repetition of the same thing all over again. And that's where the therapy comes in, working with the person to have them see this. So when he left, he had really changed his way of thinking. So I've had some of them do this. They think there's no answer. But if they realize what's going to happen, it's better to hang in there and work with it. And get it all straightened out instead of just trying to get out what they consider to be the easy way. There's a book we're going to publish. I've just signed a contract with this author, and it's all about suicide. And it's very well done because it's done from the viewpoint of the person after they crossed over. And one thing they say is, you are always alive. You never die. That means you're alive here or you're alive over there after you die. You don't get out of anything. People think, oh, they commit suicide, it's just all over with. It's just a black curtain coming down, everything is gone, no problems anymore. Nope, doesn't work that way. You're alive here, and when you cross over to the other side, you're still alive. Only you're created a mess of problems that you're going to have to work through. You never cease to exist. You never really die. No one does. The body dies, but not the soul. It just moves on for other adventures and other lessons. So when you get to the other side, it's just another school, another viewpoint. Until we realize all these things, this is part of coming back and doing it again and again. But that's what they said. They say, now it's time to get rid of all of this. Because we can't keep going round and around like this. The earth is changing. And on one of these shows, I finally get around to telling you about the new earth. It is described in my book, Convoluted Universe, Book 2, and Convoluted Universe, Book 3, about the new earth that we're moving into with our vibrations and frequencies are changing. The entire planet is changing. Our bodies are changing. Everything is different. Everything is moving on. But you can't go with it unless you release karma and let it go. And the first step, as I was telling the woman who called, is you must forgive. Let the person go. Say, okay, I've had it. We're not going to keep playing this game anymore. I release you. I let you go with love. And then you forgive yourself and you move into a different lesson. The next lesson may or may not be easier, but at least it's not the same one that you just went through. It's all about advancing and moving forward. But we have to do this right now. In order to move with the new earth, the frequency and vibrations of our bodies, or our souls, have to be raised in order to match the frequencies that we're going into. Those who are still holding on to the karma and still clinging to the problems of earth are not going to move. They won't be able to change their frequency and vibration that quickly. And they say that these type of people will stay with the old earth. They will stay with what they have created. They won't be able to move into the beauty and the wonder of the new earth that we're going into. And I'll be able to talk about that, I think, the next time that we work together. We have this program, anyway. I'm always trying to enlighten people. But they said another thing we must get rid of is fear. Those two things. We have to get rid of karma, and we have to get rid of fear. Fear is another thing that holds you back. We get so caught up in fear. It's a negative emotion. The ETs say it is the strongest emotion that a human has, is fear. They don't understand something, they're going to be afraid of it. And you know it holds you back. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm almost ready to sign off, but go ahead. Because I've only got about 5 more minutes. Go ahead.
I'll call next week.
What? What did you say?
I'll call next week. I'll call next week. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be off the air for 3 weeks.
Oh, well, okay.
Because I'll be traveling. Okay, but I've only got a few minutes before I sign off, and I really don't want to rush you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you.
Okay, you'll know when I'm back on live, and you can call in then. And please do. All right, thank you. Okay, but I wanted to finish this up about fear before we go off the air, because we become afraid of things and we don't move forward. Fear is the opposite of love, and love is the answer to everything. If you can have love in your life, you can do anything. You can conquer anything. This is what Jesus was trying to tell people, and they didn't understand. He came to earth to get people off of the wheel of karma. They said if he came to save anybody from anything, it was the wheel of karma. He saw them going round and around and not progressing. And he wanted to teach them how they could get off of the wheel of karma and go higher, and to where they could attain perfection and graduate. And the only way to do that is with love. And this may sound corny, but that is the answer to everything. That's all that God is. God is pure love. And we have to understand that. We have to get rid of the fear. We have to get that out of our lives. Don't let the TV, the newspapers, the propaganda scare you. Think for yourself. Let go of fear and think for yourself. Then you can move forward. What it's all about. I always tell people at my lectures, don't believe everything I say and don't believe everything anybody else says. Think for yourself. Ask lots and lots of questions. Then make up your own mind. You'll find your own truth. Your truth may not be my truth, but it will be yours because it's something you have developed. A few years down the line, you may change your truth, but it doesn't matter. Think for yourself. Don't give your power away to anyone. And that's very, very important. All right, we're coming up to the time to go off the air now. But if anyone wants to contact my office, if you want to find out about my hypnosis classes that I give, you want to find out about my speaking schedule, or if you want to just have private sessions, you can go on my website or you can call the office and get information. My website is www.ozarkmountain.com. Name of my company is Ozark Mountain Publishing. It's abbreviated. It's OZARKMT.com. Or if you're overseas, it's OZARKMT.com. Or you can call my office at 1-800-935-0045. 1-800-935-0045. Now, I'm going to be off the air the next 3 weeks. They'll be playing archived shows. Next week, I have a class, a hypnosis class here in Arkansas. There are still openings if anybody is interested in that class. That's the last one I'll have this year in the United States. Then the next 2 weeks after that, I'm going to be in Montreal. I've got to speak at a conference in Montreal. Then I go out to speak at the ashrams in Valmorin on the outskirts of Montreal is the headquarters of the Sivananda group. They have their ashrams there. And I'll be speaking there, and then I'll have a class, one of my classes in Montreal. So I'll be gone for the next 3 weeks. I won't be on the air. 2 weeks in Montreal. If anybody was still interested in the class in Montreal, check my website or call the office. So I guess that's going to be it. The next time we'll be back live will probably be the 1st of August. Where in the world did July go to? The months evaporate on me. All right, but everybody have a happy and safe 4th, and I'll be back live with you in a few weeks then. Bye-bye, everybody.